We're going to throw in a talkback line call from Rick, who called from Aiken and wondered about the V's of Canada geese that Augie was mentioning.
Hi, this is Rick Revere in Aiken. I'd like to leave a message for John Latimer for his phenology program in the morning. My friends and I are seeing these late flocks of Canadian geese going over, migrating north. And I remember in the past, John explaining why this happens this late like this, but I don't remember the reason. So if you could refresh our failing old memories, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem there, Rick. I went and looked it up because my failing old memory is the same as yours. Actually, George Ann Maxson, who posts on our one of our phenology pages, made a note of the same thing. So Augie and you, Rick, and I and George Ann all noticed these flocks of geese flying north. And these are juvenile geese from maybe last year's group and unmated adults or adults whose nests have failed. And they migrate north into Canada and sometimes all the way up into the tundra areas. And they find nice private spots and they go through what is called an eclipse molt. And in the geese especially, and ducks as well, this eclipse molt leaves them flightless for a period of time because they lose all their feathers. Not all. I mean, it's not a naked bird sitting there. But at some point, they are unable to fly. And so they migrate north to areas where they are out of the reach of predators. And they do their molt. And then they kind of come back down south in smaller groups. And, you know, that once you've completed your molt migration or molt, you might just join up with a couple of geese and sneak your way back into Minnesota. So what we are seeing right now and what you will probably see today if you're paying attention is flocks of Canada geese headed north. And the idea is to get out of here and get someplace safe and go through this eclipse molt.